Okay, good morning. Today's class is in the healing of Haleni Orna Bat Chen Chanam, also in Refuah Shleim, Rav Shlomo Yamina. Success in Yad Shemayim, Elisheva Banabah, Gadiel Elisheva, Emet Elisheva, Shefa Elisheva, Reina Malka, Vatova Basha, and Gadiel Ben Elisheva. This class is also Lunishmat Yerchmel Dianam Gedalia. Please share and rate the podcast a few days before Passover coming. Also, God willing, May 14th and 15th, we're in LA, two-day event. And we're going to be in June, and God willing, in New York. All right, we're going to talk today about Rav Ashlag's teachings. This is the stuff that I got from Israel. Basically, I took on the plane a lot of his books, and I came up with like one liners, so we can all remember. That's all we remember, anyways. One line, right? I know my customers anyway, and sometimes I hear a podcast. I remember one line, and I One line, there's a concept of a one line deep wisdom, and then once we repeat that over and over, that becomes ingrained with us, because obviously we're so focused today. And this is exactly, by the way, you should know, lack of focus is also a concept of Paro, right? He wanted just be busy. He wanted everybody to be busy. What are they doing? Just busy, do bricks, etc. Why? Because if they were think for a minute, they could actually revolt and get out of Egypt. But this is not a new thing. It's in Mesilat Yesharim, talks about it in chapter 2. As long as you're busy, what are you busy with? I'm busy thinking. Okay, so it's extremely important. We have to be extremely focused. So I wanted to give you about, I don't know if time permits, but there's 12 concepts here that are so deep. They're just so deep that you need to really, really internalize these concepts. So we'll repeat them, etc. Number one, we come to love only through giving. So if you think about this concept, we come to love only through giving. You think about your marriage. Whether or not you're in love or not is how much time you invested giving. Pretty much. It's not like, when we're in a taking state, how could you, it's usually that's resentment, which is the opposite of love. So we come through love only through giving. And this is a whole world unto itself. If you really want to love somebody, give to them. Give them the benefit of the doubt, forgive them. Find good points in them, give them financially, your spouses, etc. When you come to give itself, you will come to love with them. It's what the other stuff that's blocking us, etc. Number two, we always reach a state of giving by making an effort to see the good in others. So believe it or not, like everything, like we said before, what is difficult for you is giving. What is easy for you is taking. Okay? Obviously, we don't want everything difficult, but it's easy for me to go and see good news and smile. You understand? It's only when I see bitterness and transform it. So we always reach a state of giving by making an effort to see the good in others. That's Azamra 101. To the extent that you see the good in others, you see the godliness in them, and you're actually giving them. And Reb Nachman says, to a point where you can actually change them, which is an incredible concept, that I can judge a person favorably, and I can change that person. Again, all of this works. The problem is, and I can tell you myself, I experienced a miracle beyond miracles. And it happened when I let go. When I least expected it. When I was going 155 miles per hour, begging, praying, etc. It didn't happen then. That's the seeds. That's planting the seeds. But when does it happen? When you let go of it. As it says, Mashiach will come when you least expect it. Good news comes when you least expect it. So you have to make sure that you have to let go also. We're going to talk about that, God. Spirituality means opposing our nature of being concerned only of ourselves. Your level of spirituality, again, is not going to Jamba Juice and spinning and you know, you hang out with, you know, hug a couple trees and stuff like that. It's your degree of overcoming your ability to be concerned with yourself. Can you imagine that? It's all about spirituality. It's all about killing our stubborn ego, which represents Paro, which represents our self-centeredness, which represents my validation junkie, which represents everything's about me and everybody's talking about. That is spirituality. It's not even religion is spirituality sometimes. If it's just for you, if it's only for you based on fear, how much can I change and break myself? How much can I break my nature in life and overcome myself? And that is spirituality. And this is why the highest level of knowledge, Carl Jung says the highest spirituality is to know oneself. So can you break it? You have to ask yourself, your level of spirituality, whether you feel good, is when you broke your nature. when you forgave instead of resented, when you you were able to wake up earlier when you normally would go to sleep. How much did you break your nature is your level of spirituality, which is so completely opposite. We think we have to go to a place, we have to go. No, it's inside of you. The whole point, everything's inside of us. And these tests that we get through is just opportunities for us to break our nature. God becomes revealed. Number four, God becomes revealed to us to the extent that we work on overcoming our selfishness and develop the desire to give. So whether or not you're feeling love in your life, or you're feeling godliness in your life, is this nature. Can I overcome, again, the overcome my selfishness? And this is exactly what Passover is about. It's killing the ego, just starving the ego of self-centeredness. And this is the plague of the generation today. Starving the ego of self-centeredness. Starving the ego of constantly thinking about self, etc., etc. Instead of that, stop thinking about yourself. Now all of a sudden you give. That's why there are so many studies to show that people were depressed when they started volunteering, they got healed. Tommy, what did you do? It's because you stopped thinking about yourself. That itself is the greatest healing in the world. And that's what we're supposed to do, by the way. We're supposed to mimic our Creator. So that's number four. That's number four, which is incredible. That's each one of this is a class unto its own, but I'm giving you guys, I'm just giving you guys the seeds, and we're going to go through these concepts afterwards. Number five, all troubles come from not being connected to God. This disconnection is because God is in a state of loving others, and we are in a state of only loving ourselves. Don't think that this doesn't apply to religious people in Israel and all that. When you're just learning for yourself and you don't care about secular people and you're just in your own world of learning and learning and you have no care, you don't care about other people. What's my problem? That is a problem. That is a problem. It's not enough to say, I'm good and my wife is struggling and that's okay. That's loving yourself. It's when you can go and go into others and pick them up. Like Reb Nachman would always constantly, the turkey prince. So think about that concept. And by the way, this is all connected to marriage. That when we become too religious, but we neglect our spouses, we neglect our kids because we're too into our own heads, or we're into our own things. It could be religion, it could be sports, it could be money. That is neglecting. You're doing it too much for your insecurities and your fears, but you're neglecting the team. And then that means you're really taking, because you're just worried about your securities, etc. in life. We all go through this. The whole thing is to make that switch. That's why the whole irony is that the parnasa comes from the wife. It doesn't come from the business. Crazy concept. What do you mean it comes from the wife? It comes from the business. No, it comes from the wife. How are you control? How are you able to give? And you get, and God makes it where when you give, you get the bounce back. But you shouldn't think about getting the bounce back. But when you give, you actually get the bounce back. When people tell me, "Oh, you give, thank you for giving me the classes, thank you for all this stuff," what are you talking? I'm getting by me doing the classes. So it's extremely important that we. This is the biggest switch. This is what I got in Eretz Yisrael. This concept of flipping the self-centeredness into we, not me. It's not me, it's we. If we are not winning, nobody's winning. If I'm winning and you're losing, then we're all losing. And I can't tell you what October 7th, and I cannot tell you, this is. It was all so clear to me, Israel, the Israel trip. It was so much clarity that I got from this. Everybody was just too into themselves. Secular into themselves. The religion into themselves. So what happens? There you go. There you go. We're only taking. Oh, each one of us is taking. Nobody's giving anybody the benefit of that. Nobody's giving anything. Everybody's just in a taking mode. Nobody's in a giving mode. So what happens? We have destruction, God forbid, in our lives. Therefore, the wisdom of Kabbalah contains the solution to all our troubles. The solution is not magic, but rather the difficult spiritual work of self-transformation and the transformation of society. Again, difficult. Difficult. If it's not difficult for you, you're not giving. You're just taking. Difficult. You have to really, really grind. You have to really mesurat nefesh. The difficult. Even when I sit in a hizbodedut, I have nothing to say, but I sit and I try and I break my head. That is giving. Who cares what comes out of your mouth? The fact that you're sitting there, you can go to your car, you can go stick your phone in your face for five hours. That's taking. You're getting pleasure. You're not giving anything. What are you giving? I spent 5 hours on Instagram. I felt like such a giver today. What a giver. What a fulfilled day. It's breaking nature. Everybody has to break their nature. A person doesn't want to keep Shabbat, break your nature. Stop. Break your nature. That's the key. That's all Kabbalah. If you're not breaking your nature and you're into Kabbalah, then you're not doing anything. You're not doing anything. All you're doing is in potential. Only you take the potential and you get into the actual, then you get the Yeshua. Listen to this seventh line. Listen to this seventh concept. The main foundation of Judaism is Emunah. All our spiritual work is measured by how much we're able to go beyond our understanding. The ego is completely disgusted with Judaism because Judaism is specifically about transcending understanding. When we do only what we understand, this is not Judaism. So when you're just, I need to understand it. I need to understand it. I don't do things I don't understand. I don't know what you're serving something else. You see where just when you just serve Hashem out of tradition, oh, those I understand, that'll do. But things that do I understand, that's not for me. It's not Judaism. It's a crazy concept. That is Emunah. Our whole life is Emunah. Going beyond your understanding of I know nothing. I know nothing, God. What do I know? How many times do we talk about surrendering? I'm getting you to the point. That's real growth. When you just kill your ego, because your faith kills the ego. Faith, the ego cannot handle faith, because it's unknown, it's vulnerability. That's you understand why it's so valuable. It's because it's real humility. Where the opposite is, I only do what I understand. That's not what do you say? What are you doing? It's just too much. Again, we fell into too much tradition. We fell into way too much BS. I hate to tell it to you. And if you want to get to the real core of these teachings, you have to do a lot of self-work. And most people, Lehavdil David Goggins style, are not too into this. Don't leave me alone, I'll do my thing. But deep down inside, you're not getting any results. That's the key. Number eight, when we understand that our brokenness is from God, then we know that our healing is from God. When you understand your brokenness is from God, then you know your healing is from God. It's brokenness is not somewhere else. It's from God. And this is an incredible concepts. When that is, because this way you stay centered, right? Brokenness, after brokenness comes joy. After depression comes nothing. Comes nothing but rage, sickness, because we're not getting the brokenness in the right way. Brokenness is from Hashem. Number nine, prayer has two aspects. On one hand, we need to pray from the depths of our heart. On the other hand, we are not required that God answers our prayer. We need to be patient and believe that it's for our good when our prayers are not answered at the moment, and then continue to pray. So there's a time, and this is what happened to me. I prayed so much, and I'm like, okay, take a break. Because I'm too into the scoreboard watching right now. I need to take a break. And I also have to understand that I need to pray again because maybe this is what God wants from me. Like Moshe Rabbeinu prayed 515 times. But it was not meant for him to be answered the 300th time. It was meant for him to ask the 1500th time. Why? Because at the end of the day, it's about the journey. It's about getting closer to God. It's not about whether or not the scoreboard is changing or not. Remember, when we are praying to get, we disconnect. When we are praying to connect, we end up getting. See the difference? And I'm just praying to get, I'm not really connected. It's self-serving, selfishness. When I'm praying to connect, then I end up getting things because I get into bittul, I get into a state of surrendering. So it's extremely important that sometimes the prayer is not answered because God wants a little more. He wants the journey. He's interested in the longer run, because what happens? Let's say you get the prayer win, etc. At the end of the day, he loses. You got what you want. You leave. You leave Hashem. You're comfortable. You got what you got. And bye bye. See you in another, see you when you have the next problem. It's human nature. I'm gonna be honest with you. But when you have the daily hisbodidut, when you have a daily talking to God, then it doesn't matter what happens on the outside. God doesn't need to remind you, because you're interested in connecting to God. That is your number one priority. That's the number one priority. What happens with these tests is just to get you to a higher consciousness. But it's a complete difference versus, give me the problem, I pray, you get rid of it, see you later until the next problem comes. That is not what we want. That is not what God wants out of us. God wants he's into the long-term play. He's into the relationship, etc. The Rebbe Zal teaches us, saying that making an effort to connect spiritually is much greater than receiving a reward. So again, making an effort to connect spiritually is much greater than receiving a reward. Let's repeat that word again. That means your struggle when you go try to talk to Hashem and you have nothing to say. Your struggle when you learn something and you don't understand it. Your struggle with your shalom bayit that you don't know what's... men are from Mars, women are from Venus, that you have zero clue what to do, even if you're trying, but you're still struggling to try to understand the woman. Or a woman's trying to understand the man. And that itself is so valuable. We think, I'm failing. I'm doing it wrong. Again, stop focusing on the prize. Focus on the process. Receiving, and Rav Nachman says it, exactly these words. These are very, all of this is very connected to Rav Nachman. Receiving the reward is like a servant who receives a present from the master, leaves, and no longer is connected to the master. Like what I just said. On the other hand, when we're making an effort to connect spiritually, we feel completely dependent upon God, as we feel that without His help, we cannot succeed. We do not appreciate the importance of the effort, but this connection to God is the most important thing in life. Is the most important thing in life, is the connection to God. Not what happens. Not if this works out, if that doesn't work out. That is the most important thing. It's not, like the guy who, a friend of mine, he always used to put, he got into spirituality, got into almost everything BH, BH, BH. Every single letter he wrote me, every single, BH, everything BH, BH. And then all of a sudden, two problems happen. I said, what happened to the BH? Nah, too many headaches. It's not, you're missing your BH only when things are good, but not B. When it's not interested. You know how many people, this is how we're functioning. We're an instant gratification society. We're a very soft society. We're not listening, if you don't have a tzaddik, like Rav Nachman, if you don't have something greater than you to teach you already the path of how to handle these ups and downs and the struggles and this, otherwise we're just very flaky people. You're doing good for me, I'm connected to you. If you don't, see you later. This is what's happening. We're ghosting our creator because things don't go our way. I'm not telling you it's easy, but what all I can tell you is instead of ghosting when things don't go your way, that's the time to go into surrender mode. So that's the biggest switch you could do. When things are going great, praise him, great, etc. You're in a great mood, great chatter. When things are not going great, that's the time you need to remove your understanding. Because God's light never changes. God's light from above never changes. It's only us that see the light differently. The difference? His light, God, I, God, do not change. It's only us that we see a hiddenness, or we see our own sins make us look at things completely distorted. But at the end of the day, the light from above is exactly the same. It's the problem with the vessel. It's the problem with the receiver, as Rav Nachman says in Lesson 36. So we have a very, very, very dysfunctional view of struggle today. We have very dysfunctional, the whole world is in trauma. It's again, trauma means I'm trying to understand everything. You don't understand anything. You don't understand anything. So how you get out of trauma quicker is you stop thinking you know everything and you just recognize that you have to, Judaism is about transcending knowledge. It's not about understanding things. And the more you can live with that concept, the more happier and the more you can do in life. Otherwise, you really cannot, you'll get stuck on things. And it's a shame that we don't have the spirituality behind the religion to get it, and people should walk around with light and love. You understand? It doesn't seem like that's happening today. It doesn't seem. There's a lot of people are closed. Emuna is the solution to everything that is broken in our lives. Not marijuana is the solution to everything that's broken to life. You need more emuna and less marijuana. Emuna. Like we said, we need CBD, Chachma, Bina, and Das, not the other CBD. That can help you if your back hurts, etc. But we're putting band-aids on bullet wounds today. Emuna is the solution to everything that's broken in our lives. It is the key to moving from selfishness to loving others and the key to connecting with God. Because at the end of the day, when we don't have emuna, what do we say? Why is everything happening to me? I'm not telling you this is easy. I'm just dropping you bombs, and then we're going to have to digest these concepts. You understand? But if you really think about it, emuna is the solution to all the problems. Because if you really believe that everything was happening for your benefit, either to cleanse you or to get you to a better, you would not be upset. You would be thanking God for that. That's emuna. Again, the rational mind and the controlling mind and the survival mind are the ones doing... This is our stubborn ego. That's making us into a fight or flight, making us into survival. It's survivor mode is self-centered mode. So this is and by the way, all of this is a different language, if you see. It's a very different language. Like we're learning these things, but it's completely different language. That's why I think I went to Israel just to get the download of these teachings. Because I never heard of these teachings before. But it's true. It's when you're having a emunah, you're now connecting with them. Because what happens if you have emunah, you cannot be a victim. You cannot be a victim if you have emunah. Period. Victim over. So what would the world look like with less victims? Think about that. What would the world look like with less victims, with a less of a victim mindset? What would the world look like? Huh? I mean, it would be amazing. People would be giving. Emunah is the solution to all. This is a line you have to put on your phone. Emuna is the solution to everything that's broken in our lives. It is the key to moving from selfishness to loving others and the key connecting to God. The last one, number 12. We do not attain belief in God by saying we believe in God. Belief in God, emuna, is a spiritual light and power only that God can give you. Like Rabbi Arush says, pray for emuna, right? What do you mean pray for emuna? What can I pray for emuna? Either I believe it or not. No. You get the light. Emuna is a light. Emuna is the vekas. The vekas is a light of the Or Ein Sof. Is connecting to the light of the Or Ein Sof. Emuna is a spiritual light and power that only God can give. Who does God give this light to? Emuna is given to a person who asks for it, needs it, and wants to serve God out of love. So number one, you have to ask for it. Number two, you have to really be dependent upon it. You have to say, I need emuna. It's not an option. I cannot live one day without emuna. You have to be like everybody's, the problem today is there's too many codependencies to other people and not enough codependencies to God. You see the problem? Look up codependency. You don't see God codependency. That's called bitachon and emuna. But you see other codependencies? A thousand codependencies, right? What is codependency? Fear of abandonment. Fear of the other person will abandon it. You should fear that God's abandoning you. That you're that's the biggest fear we should have. Everything is backwards. That's the real tachos in life. Everything is backwards. Emunah is given to a person who asks for it, needs it, and wants to serve God out of love. Remember, wants to serve God out of love, not wants to serve God out of you're gonna. If I serve you, I'm serving you because this way I'm not gonna get punished. A lot of people have this thing. I want to serve God, but I don't want to be punished. I don't want to be punished. That's why I want to serve God. You know, there's no love. Like the Holy Rav Kook said, faith and love is all you need. So there's a concept where we can't just also be hippies and say faith and love is all we need and not do any work. So, okay, so that's way too out there. That movement is way too out there. It's too much light and no vessel. Because again, we're talking about, you know, breaking your ego. Breaking your ego is tremendous work. It's not about I'm a hippie and smoking and love, faith and love and everybody's good. No. It's not. You can't really give so much because at the end of the day, you'll be burnt out. Like there, you see two sectors of Breslov. You see the na-na-na guys, they're dancing all around and, you know, bouncing like a bunch of yo-yos all day long. Great, be happy, wonderful, light. But at the end of the day, Rosh Hashanah comes, they're sleeping on the floor. Yeah. So that's not... Yeah, that's not really the it's too much light because how much can you give? And there's another sectors of Breslovers that are doing the work. They're breaking sleep. They're waking up for Hatzot. They're praying for the world. They're doing it in silence. They're not doing it in revelation. But they're really doing the light of the world. So we have to be confused that we don't, you know, all this hippie movement and all that. It's not, the real hard work is breaking your nature, what's hard for you. That is the highest level of spirituality. That is when you're actually becoming a giver. And that is really, if you look at being single and being married, it's how much do you break, how much can you break your nature? How much can you break your nature? How much can you go into the other person's life and become a giver? I would tell you that this is a solution to everything. This is a solution to pretty much every problem in our lives. Comes from either a lack of emunah, we're blaming the person, but the person is only putting us in a position to break our nature. You understand? If you understand it deeply, the other person is just putting you in a position to break your own nature. So if they were easy, how much nature have you breaking? How much? I mean, if marriage is way too easy, you wouldn't have a chance to give. Not that we want to be tested like this, because obviously we can only handle so much. But if your spouse was doing exactly what you wanted, you would not be able to give. Because at the end of the day, you'd just be a taker. You wouldn't be in a... You wouldn't, what work would you be doing? I don't know if the world can handle these things. You understand? So, like you see today, you know, all we do, narcissism, this. Break your nature. Find good points in people. Again, I'm telling you, this is extremely... I'm just giving you the guidance and the direction, but this is really, really the light of Mashiach. This is October 7th, 101. Can the religious break their nature and come to the secular people and teach them and love them? And it's happening, by the way. It's happening today. That's exactly what's happening. It's Haredi women going into secular women, baking challahs with them. This is just, it's changing. It's changing. Like there's a great story by Shlomo Carlbach, that what happens is there was on Yom Kippur, there was, I don't know if I still told the story or not, but it's exactly what we need to, how we need to handle it today. There's a group of people that were watching movies on Yom Kippur. So what's Shlomo Carlbach? And he, by the way, Shlomo Carlbach was exactly with the epitome of bringing love to everybody, but through that. What did he do? He went and he told them, what are you judging them? Go blow a shofar in the movie theater. What do you care? Go blow a shofar in the movie theater. What happens? They went to the movie theater, blew a shofar. All of a sudden says, does this guy have a shul too? Does this guy have a synagogue too? Yes. They ended up coming to synagogue and hearing the shofar, but through love, not through, what are you doing wrong? Not through judgment. And this is where we all have to work on. We have to bring the Torah of love and kindness, which is the Torah, in order to make others better. Not the Torah to make yourself better. You understand? If you are just studying Gemara all day long, and you're just thinking about yourself, so you can argue with another guy, what are you doing for the world? What are you just doing for the world? Are you becoming a better person? That's what Reb Nachman says in Lesson 14, that the Torah will stay with you if it's the Torah of love and kindness. There's another Gemara that says, why did scholars' children not become scholars? It's because they learned it only for themselves. It was not a Torah of loving kindness. It was not a Torah for everybody. It was not a Torah. How can I learn something and make other people better? How can I make myself better, which will become a giver? And I think this is what God wants out of us. I'm convinced in my heart. Once I saw his teaching, something popped in my head. Like, this is, like, we need these teachings between him, Rabbi Nachman. This is the light. But also, remember, there are certain centers that just learn about this. love and give, but you're not, they're not breaking their nature and they're not growing. So if we're not growing, how much are we really giving? That's do you understand? You know, a basketball player has to grow and get better to give to the team. If the basketball player is just the same basketball player as last year and the competition is getting better, he's not actually giving. So that's the only problem with that, some sectors, that it's a little, it's cute, it's a lot of light, it's a lot of fun and excitement, but there's, what are you doing to break your nature? Breaking your nature is breaking your nature. God bless everybody. May Hashem, we may all transform this light. And by you becoming better, you can change your family. And then they can change others. This is like a light of Mashiach that we need. Have a great day. Amen.